talk to me a little bit about the announcement this morning and the meeting coming to the Indiana State Fair and speaking to folks here at the DuPont Food Pavilion.
First of all, DuPont is very involved in agriculture and food. It's a very important market to us. And when you think about agriculture and food, Indiana is a huge place for that as well. So Indiana is very important to us. We've got not only production facilities here, but a lot of customers. And so it's always great to get out in the field. And here at the fair, the DuPont Food Pavilion has been a great place the last several years since we got this going to get people together to talk about some of the challenges, but also the opportunities. So I just wanted to take the opportunity to be here and be part of that today.
Talk to me a little bit about the opportunity for Plenish and the opportunity that presents for soybean growers.
Plenish is a really exciting product because soybean oil is a great oil, but it's been having some challenges because of the to get it stabilized, you hydrogenate it, you end up with trans fat issues, and of course there's a lot of interest in how to get rid of that issue, and Plenish gets rid of that. It's a zero trans fat product, stable in the fryer, so it's got good frying characteristics, good health characteristics, and yet from a farmer's point of view, there's no penalty. They get the same kind of yield and performance, but a premium value. So it's great for farmers because of the opportunity it creates. It's great for food companies because of the healthier profile of the oil. So it really is. It's really great to see biotechnology being able to deliver something that has great consumer benefit along the chain.
You brought up wanting to get 2 million youth engaged in agriculture and food sciences. What is the goal behind that, and how is DuPont working to actively engage youth moving ahead?
Yeah. So, first of all, we recognize that we're working on challenges that will be with us, not only today, but through 2050. And to really solve the food security challenges between now and then, it's going to take the next generation. But as I travel around the world, oftentimes young people are not interested in going into agriculture. They may not be aware of it, or in places like sub-Saharan Africa, subsistence living on farms isn't very attractive. And so we need to find ways to help young people understand that agriculture is cool, it's high tech, there's a lot of technology, there are career opportunities. And so part of it is just open up their mind to be able to see the opportunities that are there. And what we're doing, we do a number of things, but here in the U.S., we're very supportive of science in the classroom, working with FFA and 4-H around programs, but we're doing similar things overseas. I'll give you one example. We have a project with the National 4-H Council for Global 4-H, Sub-Saharan Africa. We sponsored a leadership institute to train adults to work with young people, and then as part of that, we're creating enterprise gardens as part of the 4-H clubs in five different countries. And through an enterprise garden, a group of young people can learn about agriculture, they can learn about nutrition, they can learn about business because they sell the produce. For young people, a garden like that is a great learning tool, and we're hoping that through that, we can inspire them to pursue careers. In fact, some testing said that at the beginning of the program, less than 25% of the kids in Africa had any interest in going into agriculture. After 1 year with the gardens, close to 85% said they might be interested in pursuing it. So we just want to do our part to kind of open up young people's minds, get them engaged. They've got great ideas, and they'll help us solve these challenges.
How can they, and how are they the answer to maybe finding the way to feed the 9 billion people by 2050?
Well, in many places, young people have great ideas. If I go back to 100 years ago in the U.S., it was some of the 4-H clubs and the corn contests that started to get the attention of some of the adult farmers. And so they were actually introducing some new practices sometimes and shaping how things went. So young people can have an influence without even really realizing it. But another way is that in many developing countries, there's an aging farm population, and if the young people don't get started, then succession is an issue. So there's also just that challenge of who's going to actually operate the farms and who's going to create the business that helps the food get processed, etc.